When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is happening, everybody? I'm N64 Josh, and this is a little different Nintendo PowerCast. We're going to be live reacting to the Super Mario Brothers Wonder Direct, which is starting in just a few minutes. So I want to hear from you guys. That means if you head over to Spotify, you can leave some comments. This will also be on YouTube if you would like to comment there as well. So we did a prediction show last night. We're going to see how close we were. Very, very excited for this game. And we are getting ready to rock right now. I'm going to turn it down.
Ooh, just a little bit. So exciting.
So lots of voice acting right off the bat. You see Peach is riding Yoshi
there.
Welcome
to the Flower Kingdom, a not so distant land just beyond the Mushroom Kingdom. Mario and friends were invited here by the benevolent Prince Florian.
Well, hello, Prince.
But Bowser, the king of the Koopas, had other plans.
Of course he did.
With just a single touch of the mysterious Wonder Flower,
just like that, the kingdom's gone.
Bowser merged with Prince Florian's castle.
Okay, this already looks super epic, and I am all about it. Like, what? This looks incredible, you guys. If you're not seeing the video on Spotify, like, oh.
Thanks to his newfound power, chaos spread across the land. Now, it's up to Mario and friends.
I am
to
so
stop
hyped.
Bowser
I cannot wait to jump into
the
this.
Flower Kingdom.
Oh, there's Nabbit.
In this presentation, we'll go over what's new in Mario's latest 2D side-scrolling adventure, the Super Mario Brothers Wonder Game. Let's jump in.
The Flower Kingdom.
This is the Flower Kingdom.
Gorgeous.
It's made up of six distinct worlds that circle the Petal Isles, making a total of seven areas to explore.
Okay, that's cool.
Your adventure begins among the tubular hills of Pipe Rock Plateau. Once you get past the freezing foot of the mountain, you'll be aiming for new heights in Fluff Puff Peaks. Many trials await amidst the picturesque scenery and radiant cascades of shining falls.
Looks like we're seeing so many new
traverse
enemies.
Multiple islands, dive into the sea, and spelunk through caves at the heart of the Flower Kingdom, the Petal Isles. There's also an arid desert with white sand as far as the eye can see, an uncanny forest lined with giant mushrooms, a scorching hot world full of molten magma, and more.
Mario was carrying honey, it looks like.
Wait in each world. Move around the map.
Some classic characters right there.
You can even walk freely through open areas you find. In these spaces, if you're not quite ready to take on a particular course, you can try a different one instead. Play them in any order you like.
There's a journey together.
Once you've played a course,
tower.
You can quickly come back to it through the courses menu. It's an easy way to find the ones you want to play again.
Koopa Roller Derby.
You might
notice
some talking flowers. Get close and
onward and upward. How'd you get up here?
What a pretty sunset.
They'll talk to you, livening up your adventure.
I wonder what Goombas taste like.
They might give you hints.
Wonder if you can get over there.
Or coins.
You'd share your water? With me?
Ah, so water is a key. which is what the elephant's trunk will have.
Besides Mario, you can also play as Luigi, Peach.
There's a lot of characters, you guys.
Daisy, one of two Toads, and Toadette. They all play the same, so go with your favorite or mix it up. The Yoshis and Nabbit, on the other hand, won't take damage. They're a great choice if you're looking for a more easygoing experience.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
Careful, though. They'll still lose a life if they fall down a pit, so watch your step. Additionally, the Yoshis can flutter jump, eat objects, and spit them back at enemies. Speaking of enemies, here are some of the new ones you'll find.
Guys, Yoshi's mouth.
We'll copy the player and jump when you jump.
Okay, that's cool.
Melon piranha plants will spit seeds from their mouths.
Oh, it looks like a watermelon. I love it.
Condarts will fly at you and stick their beaks where they don't belong. When conchs attack, they'll even plow through goo. Mumsies can be unraveled if you position yourself just right.
That is amazing.
Mamas will eat anything that comes too close to their gaping mouths. There are plenty more new enemies for you to discover as well. Goombas, Koopa Troopas, Boos, Lockitus, and other familiar foes are also here.
Oh my! Look at the different power-ups.
Let's look at the new power-ups you can find. In elephant form, make the most of your nose and your size. Swing your trunk to attack enemies, destroy blocks, and even do this. In this form, you can easily break through blocks and dash across large gaps.
His trunk was full of water.
If you store water in your trunk
and
spray it out, who knows what might happen?
Thank you.
That trunk making things sure grow, is useful, of course. Huh?
It's not just Mario, though. Luigi, the Toads,
hey-ya.
Peach, Daisy, and Toadette all have elephant forms as well. The bubble form allows you to blow light, floating bubbles. They can be used to capture and defeat enemies from a distance.
Oh, this is awesome.
They'll also drift toward nearby foes. You can take care of enemies surrounding you in one go. Defeat typically impervious foes, and knock out baddies on the other side of walls. You can even jump off them, like platforms.
That is awesome. Really cool power-up.
Bubbles make it a bit easier to get to those hard-to-reach places. Just like that.
It's gonna be great for...
While in drill form, you'll get a pretty
nifty drill. The drill looks amazing!
This makes dealing with spiky or hard-headed enemies a breeze. Or you can use it to drill down.
Oh,
it also allows you to burrow and move through the ground.
Oh, that is awesome.
In a tough spot, dig away. You can even burrow into the ceiling.
Whoa, I wasn't expecting company.
I am loving
this. Classic fire form makes a return. Oh, and you can hang on to an extra power up. In a pinch, bust out a power-up. Or swap them to better fit the situation.
This looks really, really good. Looks so good. I cannot wait.
This is a wonder flower, a plant that grows in the Flower Kingdom. It's said they thrive off this world's mysterious power and release it when in bloom. That's the power Bowser was after. When you touch a wonder flower in a course, a wonder effect will trigger, causing some interesting changes. Pipes might start moving. A stampede of enemies can appear. The terrain may tilt. You could end up in a free fall. Bubbles might, bubble up.
Oh my God.
Your perspective can change.
Yo, that's awesome.
Or you might float through space. There are even wonders where your character transforms. Mario might become a Goomba?
This is amazing.
Or a spike ball. Or blow up like a balloon.
That's
when
classic.
When you touch a wonder flower, always expect the unexpected.
Wonderful!
Collect a wonder seed, and the course will return.
We got to hear Mario talk. That wasn't Charles.
Some courses need to be unlocked using the wonder seeds you've collected. You'll also earn a wonder seed as thanks from a poplin when you clear a course. As your adventure progresses, you'll unlock in-game badges that change up the way you play when equipped.
Okay.
There are a variety of badges, each with its own special ability. Let's go over some of them.
That's really cool.
Slow your fall with the parachute cap badge. Enhance your wall jumping abilities with the wall climb jump badge. Unleash a burst of speed while underwater by equipping the dolphin kick badge. You can also break underwater blocks.
The dolphin
kick.
Charge
up a bounding leap with the crouching high jump badge.
Classic. Some of this stuff
Shoot
is taken right out of like Super Mario Brothers 2.
With the grappling vine badge.
Grappling vine looking like Spider-Man?
Instantly with the safety bounce
the
badge.
Safety bounce.
Easily find important items using the sensor badge.
Yo, this is a fantastic
Draw
addition.
Draw in nearby moolah with the coin magnet badge.
Very
Become
cool.
Become invisible to your enemies and yourself with the invisibility badge. You will not stop dashing with the jet run badge.
I'm here
and
for it.
You can run in the air for a bit.
Oh, I love it.
There are many more badges with different abilities, from the convenient to the unconventional.
This is incredible.
Only one badge can be equipped per course. Equip them from the world map or when starting a course. Or if you don't make it through, grab a different badge and try again. Some badges can be earned by clearing special badge challenge courses.
Go for it!
While others can be purchased from poplin shops on the world map. Be sure to exchange flower coins you collect in courses for badges.
Okay, so let's play together. Local co-op.
Up to four people can play locally on the same Nintendo Switch system.
Okay.
Pick your favorite character and jump into the adventure together. If a player is defeated in local co-op, their character will float around the course as a ghost.
Oh, that's awesome.
If another player reaches them before time runs out, they'll jump right back into action. Your group won't lose a life either.
It's a great mechanic.
And just so you know, if someone is playing as a Yoshi, you can jump on their back and ride them around the course. Even if you're also playing as a Yoshi.
Yoshi on Yoshi, I love
it. Or if you're an elephant.
No. Yoshi's giving it his all. Online play.
If you connect online, you might see other players on the world map and in courses.
That's really cool.
From around the world, enjoying the game in real time, appearing as live player shadows.
That's wild.
Just like in local co-op, if you're defeated, you can come back to life by bumping into a live player shadow.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Players can send greetings,
love it,
and share in-game items. Even though you won't be playing together directly, you'll get to experience a subtle connection with other players online as you enjoy this new adventure together.
Interesting.
You can also place a standee in a course.
standees can revive ghosts. Wow. So place them in not-so-easy areas and help your fellow players.
Well, that's cool.
You can purchase standee surprises from the Poplin shops to add more to your collection. You never know which standee you'll get. When you come into contact with an online
player,
you'll see their username and heart points. These points show how much they've helped other players on their adventure. Reviving ghosts, gifting items, reaching the goal pole together, and more will earn you heart points. While playing online, you also have the option of creating a room to get together with friends.
Love it.
In a shared room, you can see which courses your friends are playing, enter courses together, and even race through certain courses. Start a race by hitting the race block.
No way. That is fantastic.
Then make a run for it.
This is going to be so much fun.
Reaching the goal pole isn't the only way to finish a race, though. In some courses, you'll need to grab a Wonder Seed or defeat a boss instead.
Yo, this is...
Whether you're casually connecting with players from around the world...
This is better than I could have anticipated.
...or for riveting races, you can enhance your experience with online play.
What a beautiful day!
This looks so... good. Like, that looked like Captain Toad, maybe? Oh my goodness, all the elephants. So cool.
Jump into the unexpected with Mario and Friends when Super Mario Brothers Wonder launches on the Nintendo Switch system October 20th.
All right, now is there going to be hardware?
A new Nintendo Switch OLED model, Mario Red Edition, is also on the way.
Are you kidding me?
If you look closely, you'll find Mario and some hidden coins. The Nintendo Switch OLED model, Mario Red Edition, launches October 6th.
Believe it. What? Why does Nintendo not want to give Mario anything more than just red? I don't understand. I do not understand. He does not get he doesn't get much love. No pro controllers, nothing like that. But talking about the game, wow. I cannot wait. Everything we just saw, like I'm going to have it play again because there was so much to unpack. The online aspect, I think it's a great way to do it, honestly. Like, we aren't necessarily like playing together as far as beating levels from what I could tell, but it the racing aspect of it, I think that looks great, personally. So, I'm already seeing notifications from Johnny on Discord here. Let me read them. It says, what is he saying? Johnny says, so I was right. Cheesy says, right about what? And then John says, I even called Nabbit. So, this conversation will continue throughout the recording, I'm sure. But just the vibe, the overall vibe I get from this game, just from this direct, is just the overall look and everything to me seems like the Nintendo of old. Now, new Super Mario Brothers on the DS, I would say it did a pretty good job of capturing that, but then it felt like they were maybe a little bit, I don't know if lazy is the term, but it just, they didn't quite capture the magic of what like Super Mario World did. And obviously at the time, it's a completely different time. Gaming was a completely different landscape. Like, it was the biggest thing on the market, right? Super Mario World was massive because there wasn't hardly anything to compete with it. But this game just really, like, I'm getting the same feeling of hype when I watch this direct that I did when I was a kid watching commercials of Super Mario World or reading magazine articles and seeing the pictures in Nintendo Power. Like, this just seems like Nintendo capturing that magic that they had back then. Like, I think part of the aspect that I'm thinking about is just that the Super Mario World utilized the Super Nintendo, right? It was all the extra colors. It was the way the enemies looked. Mario had personality, like, and it's like the personality has really come back to life in this game. That's I think one of the things that they're capturing here. Now what do I mean by personality? Maybe not necessarily personality, but it's the animations, right? Like, when you'd see, for instance, in Super Mario World, when Mario would be climbing and he could hit, like, climbing a wall, right? And you could hit an area and it would flip you to the backside, and then you would see Mario looking at you, right? And the way he would just kind of throw the peace sign at the end of the levels, like, there were just little nuances that just, to me, just set it apart. And this kind of seems to capture that same kind of magic. Also, leaning into so many of the classic games, we have classic power-ups, we have new versions of power-ups. There's nods to so many different games. Like, the drill was in Galaxy. That was a fun power-up. The holding down and then jumping higher was a mechanic taken out of Super Mario Brothers 2. And then being able to, like, essentially Spider-Man on walls and use vines, like, there's so much creativity that went into this game. And that's the biggest thing for me. The amount of creativity that has gone into this, and just, like, there's some risks, right? But it just feels like Nintendo is being Nintendo, and that is what I'm here for. And seeing Yoshi's mouth, the way his bottom lip is going over his nose when he puts something in his mouth, I think is absolutely fantastic. Like, it's just these little differences just to kind of make the game feel a little bit more alive. Mario just jumped right there and then watched the enemy jump with him. The melon piranha plants that are spitting seeds, like, That's just weird. It's weird, but it's great. It's what I love from Nintendo. Seeing so many new enemies, you know, the way the mumsies are unwound. You know, I just watched Peach unwind them. The mamas, like, these are enemies we're probably going to see in future games. There's creatures with wings just biting the blocks and changing the landscape of the level. There's so much here that gets me excited. And I love that it's not just the elephant. You know, it seems like in the new games, there was, you know, like the squirrel suit and then the ice flower and the fire flower. And that was kind of it. Like, I love when they lean into power-ups, and the elephant looks like it's going to be used in such unique ways. Like, it's not just this brute running through the levels, but you're going to be able to water flowers, and which we talked about on the prediction show last night. We kind of figured that would be the case, that the trunk would be used for water in some way. But also the way they made each character look when they turn into an elephant, also fantastic. It's just like, no detail was missed, really. And that I just love. I also love the way they changed the outfits for everybody when they're using the bubble flower, you know. And it's just kind of it's a unique and different power up. And the way we're going to be able to traverse these levels, and the different power ups that are available to us now with the badges and everything like that, that's going to make this so much fun just to go back and see, like, you know, what did I miss, and how can I, the replayability is going to be through the roof. On top of the racing, just playing through the standard game, the drill hat, like the drill, it just like, it just looks so Nintendo. And I love it. It's that's again, to me, it's the same level of hype when I saw the raccoon suit or when I saw the cape. And I don't feel like there's been that level of excitement over the Mario power-ups, for me anyway, in years. Galaxy did a pretty good job of capturing it, but they were timed. It wasn't something you could keep all the time. And so then the next best game when it came to power-ups for me, albeit there wasn't really anything new, was Bowser's Fury, because that's one of my favorite aspects of Mario games is power-ups. So I couldn't be more excited, honestly. And October 20th cannot get here fast enough. And it'll be exciting to play with Crawler. I got another Discord message here. So Crawler said they really don't like making good Mario switches. It's so interesting that it's just red. When you have a game that looks like it could be this, you know, so beautiful. And from the looks of it, they didn't even use a red plastic on the Switch itself. It's just the standard black with a red dock and red Joy-Cons. So interesting choice. You know, I know it'll sell, but strange that so much love goes into, you know, Zelda and Splatoon, but then when it comes to Mario, it's just relatively basic. It just seems strange. The different wonder effects are also going to just make this game so much better. I'm still watching the video, and just the way they change perspective or put us out in space, like, we're gonna have such a great time with this. I cannot wait. The way Mario's getting chased as a Goomba, you know, or playing as the spike ball, like, there's literally going to be so much wonder just going into this. Like, I love it. I feel like they showed the right amount of gameplay, not too many of the levels, a little bit. The world looks, the overworld looks great. Like, I'm very, very excited, like very excited. I feel like I've been waiting since Super Mario World for a game like this. And, cannot wait to jump in. So I'd love to hear your thoughts. If you guys want to leave a comment, like I said, either on YouTube or over on Spotify, let me know what you thought of the direct, of the new Switch, and of all the different badges and power-ups and everything. I'd love to hear what you guys think. So thanks so much for listening, as always, and we will see you in the next one. Bye, everybody.